My lord, I am so grateful to you. You have blessed my heart with the aspiration to seek you. And you have blessed my life with quite a few disciples. Their love and adoration for me has come from the very depths of their heart and soul. But now I have a little time for some deep meditation. I shall enter into my highest trance, and this tree shall provide shade and protect me from the sun. Look how humble this tree is. It could be full of pride and arrogance because there are so many leaves and fruits to offer. But instead, it bends down with humility to shelter all living beings. I am so grateful to you, O humble tree.
Of all the lousy, stinking... Oh, wait! This day... And I have to carry this heavy bag myself? I... You! Get up! Yeah, you! Get up! Come on, time's money! Get up! Take this back. Yeah? Today? Put it on. Yeah, one hand in. Put one. Yeah, come on. Time's money. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, and this one? Yeah. Just put the hand in there. Okay! Got it? Okay, good. Listen. Today, my servants are not available. It's beneath my dignity to carry such a heavy bag myself. So you have to do it for me. I can clearly see that you're just a lazy fellow. You were just sleeping under the tree. Anyway, once you carry the bag to my house, I will give you some money and some good food, huh? Okay. All right. We're going. Let's get ready. We're going up that hill there. Okay, now we're gonna go down the hill. Okay, we're gonna cross this narrow footpath, right? Whatever you do, don't drop the bag! Don't drop the bag! I said don't drop the bag! Alright. Ah, here we are. Home, sweet home. Ah. Wasn't this a nice little walk? All right. I'll take the bag now. Yeah, give me the bag. Ah. Do I have to do everything myself? Come on. Get the hand up. Yep, put the... Yeah. All right. Okay. Listen. I'm going to bring the bag inside, and then I'm going to come back outside, and I'll give you some money and food. Okay?
Master, I've been looking all over for you. I was worried you've not under the tree at the usual spot. Where have you been?
Hey! Who are you? What are you doing here on my property? This man here, he's my servant. He's just carried a heavy bag for me, and he did a very good job.
How dare you call my master a servant? You deserve a beating.
Please stop. Don't hurt him. God wanted to teach me humility. So therefore I have been carrying his heavy load cheerfully. God wants me to shine brightest. Unfortunately, my physical body is not the strongest, so I am quite exhausted. But after a few minutes of rest, I will be ready to go back with you.
Listen, I don't care who you claim to be. But here's your servant's fee. Take it and get off my property. And take this idiot with you.
You're a real scoundrel. Just because I'm obedient to a master, I could trust you. I could easily do so.
Oh, help, help!
My child.
Master.
My child. It seems that God wants me to learn some humility. But you don't want me to learn humility.
Forgive me, Master. God wants you to learn something. But he also wants me to give that scoundrel lesson. God is working in and through you in one way, and God is working in and through me in another. This is your philosophy. Please forgive me.
My child, what else can I do? Except give you my most powerful smile.
Master, I feel your smile is illuminating me. Please, I think God wants to teach me humility. Well, I should learn humility. Can you teach me?
Certainly, my child. Actually, there is a song in humility we could sing together. Would you like that?
Yes, Master.
Excuse me. Before you start, well, I happened to overhear what you were saying. Because I was, intentionally eavesdropping. And technically, you're still on my land. So, it's okay. It's okay. You can stay as long as you want. Please don't hurt me. All right.
What is it you would like to say, my child?
Well, I mean, I was thinking that perhaps, maybe, I need to learn a little something about humility as well. Sort of. Can I sing with you?
Certainly, my child.
Thank you, Master.
Can you get this money off my feet?
is this the first lesson in humility? Accepting money from your feet?
Exactly. It's the only way I can get you to touch my feet.
Thank you, Master.
Humility is the fastest and safest way of climbing God's Himalayas. Humility is the fastest and safest way of climbing God's Himalayas.
Out of four hands clapping. One hand. Wow.